I'm sitting here and you're sitting there and you're sitting there and she's standing up and she's sitting on the couch. Who's sitting on the couch? Who's standing up? Who's sitting here? If I am the body, if this is me, I should know everything about it. If the flowers here is really the petals and the stem and the leaves, the flowers should know everything about it. If a dog is truly a dog, should know everything about it, that his body is functioning. If I am the mind, I should know everything about it. I should be completely in control of who I am as a mind. Do we ask ourselves that? The bird that is flying doesn't know anything about itself. Nobody knows anything about who they think they are. That's funny. Now we take it for granted. So ridiculous. I say, I am such and such, and I have such and such bird position, and I am strong. What do we know about a strength? Do we know where it comes from? Do we know what is the source of it? Can we always use it if it's us? We don't know anything about anything. Why? Because we're none of them. That is why we don't know anything about him. Because silence does not need to know. In silence, there is nothing to know. There is no need to know. Could we not be that? Because we don't know anything else. The silence, it is not a thing. It is not a place. It is not a stage. It is. Beyond knowing or not knowing, beyond being or not being, beyond having or not having, would that not be who we are? Since there is no need to know, and since we don't know anything, then it's rightfully we can say that anything known that we think we know or we think we don't know cannot be. It must be hard to understand because what I'm talking about, where I'm coming from, is not in this realm. It isn't. It is an awareness that is beyond just think about it. If we were the knowing, we should know. The flower should know. The birds should know. Could it be that nothing, what appears to be, and only that, that doesn't need knowing or not knowing, being or not being, is the truth of us. So when we stay, we are beyond the body, beyond the mind that we have no clue, no clue whatsoever. And we can't even say what we are, or what we are not. It is too bottomless, there's too spaceless, it's too there's no word. Being quiet is not a word. It's not a place. There is no word for it. I hope that is genuinely beyond words. It's beyond anything that can be conceived